Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. So as I mentioned, after losing $540 million last year in 2022, OpenAI is on a very remarkable trajectory to essentially surpass $1 billion in revenue this year. So largely this is propelled by the overwhelming success of ChatGPT. So, you know, like, I think this is amazing that they were able to have such a remarkable success, because if that wasn't successful, it may have just been the end of the line for them. I don't think they would have been able to get their $10 billion investment from Microsoft, and I think they would have been in a very tricky situation. So the chatbot, which got around 100 million monthly users in the first few months of it being launched, I think has been a really crucial element in OpenAI's financial rebound. And the AI research firm, I think this really incredible turnaround story highlights the transformative power of innovation and the disruptive potential of AI technologies. So let's talk about let's talk about the money, really. So I think from facilitating customer support to providing content generation services, ChatGPT has become a really popular tool for a lot of different applications. Joshua Ramos, he's an industry analyst, and he said, quote, "The meteoric rise of ChatGPT in the tech sector has been nothing short of revolutionary. Essentially, the AI chatbot has not only given OpenAI an edge over competitors, but has also established it as a leader in the AI sector." So with $80 million in monthly revenue, I think this is a very dramatic leap from the last year's $28 million that they made. And I think the OpenAI's gamble on ChatGPT appears to have paid off really, really well, right? I mean, think about it. Last year, they're sitting there spending $540 million. They're making $28 million back. Like, that is a high burn. And today, in a tech environment where high burn companies with low revenue are not it's really not the time to do that, right? We were looking for companies with a lot of revenue that are running very lean. This, you know, OpenAI was not fitting the bill, and they were lucky that they were able to reach terminal velocity and kind of reach this tipping point with ChatGPT before they really had to start cutting back on what they were trying to do with innovation. So I think the success of that has really kind of triggered a race right now among a lot of different tech giants to develop competing products. So Apple recently announced plans to develop its own AI it's kind of like a ChatGPT rival. Google already has Bard, and a bunch of other ones are working on theirs. However, I think that OpenAI's early success gave it a really significant head start. And because of this, it remains to be seen whether, you know, any of these newcomers, Bard included, right, can actually offer a product compelling enough to get people to come away from ChatGPT. I'll be honest, like, I, for one, pretty much use ChatGPT. And then when I need bigger context windows, I use Anthropic's Claude through Poe. Poe.com, that's Quora's like kind of AI chat platform thing. But in any case, other than those two, like, I'm really not finding myself on Bard a lot. I'm really not finding myself even on like Bing, even though it's pretty much GPT-4, I still just use ChatGPT a majority of the time. So I think that a really big part of this entire puzzle here and the success was really just Microsoft's $10 billion investment into OpenAI. I think it's showing some significant returns also for Microsoft. So it was, you know, a really good play on their part. And I think this kind of validates the tech giant's confidence in OpenAI's potential. Of course, ChatGPT was seen as a major disruptor. And it kind of showed how a disruptor could influence how we interact with digital systems in various sectors, right? This is healthcare and education. Everything is touched by this. So a Microsoft spokesperson recently said, "Microsoft's backing has provided the financial muscle and strategic leverage that OpenAI needed to bring ChatGPT to market successfully. So OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman recently made headlines by suggesting that ChatGPT could, quote, break capitalism. While some consider this a hyperbolic statement, the economic impact of AI, I think, can't be underestimated. So by driving efficiencies and automating tasks, technologies like ChatGPT really could fundamentally alter labor markets and redefine business models. You know, the year 2023 could very well, I think, be remembered as the year when AI made its, you know, big mark on the mainstream. And OpenAI's financial resurgence, I think, underscores the disruptive and transformative potential of AI. I think it's also important, though, to remember that there is a lot of different critical questions about the future of work, ethical considerations in AI, and kind of the societal changes that this technology is about to bring. But I think as OpenAI navigates the challenges and opportunities of this new AI-driven landscape, I think its billion-dollar revenue milestone serves as definitely a, you know, both a testament to the power of innovation and a cautionary tale of the transformative effects of AI on the traditional business model. I think this is something that we're definitely going to be following in the future to see if OpenAI continues to grow this revenue or if this starts to get cut back by a lot of the competitors in the space. I, for one, think that if nothing else, they're going to maintain their current revenue as AI adoption is increasing. And recently, OpenAI announced that they were going to do ChatGPT for Enterprise, where essentially companies could buy seats for everyone in their organization, I think $30 a pop. So this makes a lot of sense to me. I've seen a lot of tweets from companies and people in the C-suite of companies that are saying, hey, we're like looking into getting ChatGPT for Enterprise for the whole company because already like 20 people are just paying for it on their own. And I think we're going to see this a lot more. This is just going to become a tool that everyone has access to. It's really, really useful. And as you get this ChatGPT for Enterprise, nothing you put into everything is going to be like the data protection on it is much, much higher. So you're not worried about data leaks and that kind of stuff when you're using the Enterprise model. So again, that's another reason why enterprises may want to use this instead of having their employees, whether they know about it or sneaking it, using ChatGPT on the side. So I think that they actually have a lot more room for growth, and we're going to be very eager to follow, you know, what that growth looks like, especially when it comes to revenue.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.